Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Questions from the Audio Road. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford, and I'll be taking your calls and answering your questions for the next hour or so. Lisa is here with us, screening calls and keeping things light and fun. If you want to join in, simply press 1 on your phone, and Lisa will be right with you. This is the show that puts the money where it belongs, back in your pocket. Sit back, relax, and listen, or jump in and ask your question. You can even bring us your opinion. It's up to you. This is your show. You can ask questions about fuel mileage, tires, engine, ETR, aerodynamics, truck specing, maintenance, taxes, financial planning, getting started as an owner-operator, or anything else about the business of trucking. Here we go. Let's head on down the audio road.
Hi, this is Lisa. Remember to talk to Kevin, press 1, so I can pick up the phone and screen your call. You know you'd rather talk to me anyway. Or just sit back, relax, and listen to the show. And at any time you have a question, just hit 1 and I'll pick up the phone.
Well, welcome everybody to Questions from the Audio Road and Trends and Technology. We're going to be combining some shows this week, and we are coming to you live from Kansas City, right here is Casino Hotel and Resort. We just got in this afternoon, in fact, late this afternoon, and we are pushing the limits of technology here. I was connecting cables as the music was playing, and I think I might have this right. We are also in the process of finishing up a couple of the last details in order to put together our fully mobile studio. This is something we've been working on a little bit at a time for the last, actually, a year now or better. I've had the idea for over 3 years since I got the show on XM, of being able to do a live show from anywhere at any time with no setup. And because I really didn't understand radio 3 years ago, I thought that would just be a matter of you put a couple things together and you could do a show. We see people do radio show remote broadcasts all the time. So I thought it was really simple. And it turns out it's really not. In fact, when I explained to the engineers at Sirius what I wanted to do, they really said you can't. I mean, it's not, there's some technology you might be able to use, but it's not stable. You're going to need to have either a phone line set up ahead of time, or you're going to have an ISDN line set up ahead of time. And I guess that's what they do on these remote radio show broadcasts. They arrange for phone lines and ISDN lines, especially for a call-in talk show. You need multiple phone lines, and you need an ISDN line to transmit the broadcast back to the studio. Well, we wanted to be completely mobile and be able to set up and not have to rearrange things and be physically tied to a location. It turns out that wasn't so simple, but we're getting very close. And tonight, we're putting in the last couple of pieces. So like I said, I was coming so close on time, I was connecting cables as the music was playing. And I believe everybody can hear me now because Lisa hasn't said that she can't hear me, so I'm assuming everybody can. And by the way, if you're listening to us online, and you want to join us here on the call, the number to dial 347-884-8327. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, I'm going to have my special guest with me tonight, Angela Lang from True Balance. She's the vice president and one of the owners over there. And we've had Angela on the show back when we were in Colorado, so it's been a little while, but Angela is really great. If you've got any questions at all about True Balance, we're going to answer those. I'm going to tease her about the name again. I think they should be called True Center, but she knows how I feel about that. We'll get her on in just a minute. I've got a couple things I want to go over. The the studio idea. I'm pretty excited about this. And you guys are the guinea pigs on this show right now because I'm working out one of the last pieces of the technology. So within, we hope, a month, we're testing the technology now, and then within a month, when we leave here, we're in Kansas City for the CMC, which starts this coming Monday. So we have the next 4 days to get ready for the CMC. That starts on Monday. We'll go through Thursday of next week doing the CMC here in Kansas City. Friday, we will head up to Rush City, Minnesota for the big Fokker Fest, the big roast, and that's open to everybody. You can come join us there. And this week, next week, we'll be testing these new pieces of this mobile studio. We've been able to in the past. In fact, for the last 2 months, we've been using part of this mobile technology, but we've been hardwired in for our internet connection. Like now we're in a hotel, we're hardwired in. And we've been able to set this studio up in about 15 minutes. We get into a hotel, we hardwire in, and we've been doing the show like this kind of from all over the place. Last week we were in Fitzgerald. Hold on, Lisa says I'm lost. Has my sound dropped out, Lisa?
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say you were lost. I think you are, but I didn't say you were.
Well, you asked me if I was here, and since I'm having, technical anxiety, you worried me.
Technical anxiety. That's funny.
Technical anxiety. So I'm okay. Sound is still good.
You're good.
All right. So we put the studio in Truck City Service in Tennessee. We did it from a remote cabin in Tennessee. We did the show one night. We've kind of been testing each different piece of the technology, and now we're trying to put it all together. When we leave Minnesota, we're heading to Alabama for the final piece. And Fleet Air Filters, for you that are familiar with Fleet Air Filters, David Kuntz, the owner, also owns a big RV service center down in Theodore, Alabama, right near Mobile. And he is putting together an RV for us, 36-foot diesel pusher RV. But true to what we believe in when it comes to trucks and diesels right now, we didn't go new. We bought a 97 diesel pusher, and we're going to build a studio in it. We're going to call it our Moodio, our mobile studio. And we've got a Cummins pre-emission engine in it. But the last piece of the technology is a satellite internet dish mounted on the top, self-deploying. So literally, once we're done with this, we'll also have Wilson Electronic cellular amplifiers so that we have a much better chance of having cell phone service anywhere. We'll have cell phone antennas on the top, cellular amplifiers for both AT&T and Verizon, so we've got a shot at having a backup cell signal. We've got wireless internet on board with the amplifiers, but our primary internet connection, we will be able to pull over, hit a button on the dash, the satellite will go up, lock on, and we should have internet bandwidth that will allow us to transmit the show back to the studios at Sirius, and that'll put us on the air. So we're hoping by the end of the month, we will be testing all of the technology in the studio. And once we do that, once we put this all together and it actually works, we will be able to pull over at any time and do the show with nothing prearranged, no hardwired internet connections. We could pull into a truck stop for the night, do the show right from the parking lot. We could pull off a ramp somewhere and do the show, or be in a parking lot somewhere and do the show. So we're pretty excited, but the next couple of weeks we'll be testing the final technology, and part of it we're testing tonight. So be patient with me on the calls. If you, and this is a good time to mention this, it's, since you guys are the guinea pigs and we're not worried about screwing up too bad anyway, if you hear an echo of yourself when you're talking to me, let me know. That's one of the problems I was running into today. If I get one of these volume settings wrong, you will hear an echo of yourself. And I know that is very hard to talk when you hear that delay and that echo like that. So just, if you hear that, just stop and let me know, and I'll play around with the settings and see if we can get that figured out. All right, so that's that, the technology. If you have any questions about how we're doing it, I'd love to talk about it, because we have some pretty cool stuff going on between all the wireless and the cellular and the amplifiers and the satellite internet. And the cool thing about it, if it's really, you know, sitting here talking about it, it sounds really expensive, and it's not. When we're done, our monthly costs to run the mobile studio really aren't going to be that much higher than what we pay now when we're permanent somewhere. Between, you know, all the one of the things we've always done, we have to have ISDN lines for our studios currently, and we had those in Ohio and Florida, and we put some in Tennessee as a backup, so we had three ISDN accounts at one time. We usually have at least two internet accounts at the studio, one for primary, one for backup. Then we would also run a wireless internet account as kind of a third backup. And, you know, battery backups for power and things like that to make sure we didn't go off the air. So we're really going to be able to do it as far as monthly connection fees for real close to the same price. It's not as expensive as it initially sounded, but we'll see how that works out. Real quick, I also want to go over what's going on in the market right now. The market demand index was really, we could almost call it flat. It was down a little bit, but not even a half a percent. We're at 10.8. We were at 10.9 the week before, so kind of flat, which is actually good. We were dropping a little bit the week before, so it's good to see it's kind of leveled off a little bit. Truck availability was down 4%. Load availability was also down 4%. That's why we kind of ended up just about even. Rates were flat at $1.98 across the board. Flatbed rates flat at $1.80. Reefer rates were actually up 2% to $2.10. They were $2.06 the week before. Van rates jumped up 5% to $1.86. That's up from $1.78 the week before. Specialized rates, boy, they kind of took a nosedive. Specialized is down to $2.14 a mile, and it was actually at $2.31 the previous week. So rates are kind of all over the board. All right, if you're listening to us online and you want to join in on the call, here's the number to dial, 347-884-8327. Once you're on the call, if you've got a question, press 1, and Lisa will screen your calls. Questions about True Balance, about tires, wheels, we'll take anything as far as that goes. Jump in early, and actually we'll take any calls tonight. We'll primarily screen for those in the beginning, but if you've got any question at all tonight, raise your hand and get in line early, because what always happens is I end up talking a lot in the first half of the show because we don't have many calls, and then all the calls pile up at the end of the show, and I either have to rush through them or I don't get to them. So press 1 on your phone and let Lisa screen your call right now, and we'll get you in order, get you in line to come on the air. The number to dial again, 347-884-8327. 8327. If you're on the call, press 1. All right, tonight I am talking to Angela Lang. She's the vice president, one of the owners at True Balance, and I'm going to bring her on the air now. We'll start to talk about the product and what it's all about. Angela, welcome to the program.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. And since everybody knows I'm technically challenged tonight anyway, I'll just ask you to get started. Is the echo still there, or have I gotten rid of it?
No, you have gotten rid of it. It sounds fabulous.
Okay. And Lisa, if you're paying attention, can you hear Angela okay? The volume high enough? Lisa's not paying attention.
I know.
She's not on with another caller. Oh, well, maybe she was. Okay.
She's busy screening calls.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Are you guys talking about me?
No.
Yes,
we love you.
I was busy screening calls.
See, I was right.
All right, so the echo's gone. Can you two hear each other okay so that all the other callers can hear callers all right?
I can hear Lisa.
I can hear.
Yep.
Is the volume about the same as mine?
On my end it is, yeah.
Yep, it sounds okay. Good.
Somebody might actually begin to think I know what I'm doing.
I'm wondering why there's so many callers on this podcast and no one has their hand up. They're all waiting for this information from Angela.
Aww.
I was hoping we were going to have a bunch of callers to talk to Angela so I could actually drink a cup of coffee because it's been a long day. And I was hooking up wires as we were getting ready for this, so I haven't even had coffee yet.
Aww.
I'm going to go look for some calls.
Okay, good. Angela and I are going to talk then.
Perfect.
All right, Angela. Have you guys put in for that whole name change thing yet?
Oh, my gosh. Kevin, you always give me such a hard time about this. It is so funny. But what you're saying makes complete sense. But when we started, you know, centering was something that people really didn't even pay attention to or know about. So, however, balance, everybody got. So it became True Balance.
I know. But you have to get the exact same thing I get all the time when I mention the product, right?
Which is,
why is it called True Center? Aren't you like those Balance Master or Centromatic things? I already have those.
You know, we do. We do get that a lot. It's become less and less as we've grown and gotten, you know, more well known.
Right.
But we do get it from time to time. So I know it's very, very confusing. I did not name it.
it's our mission. Okay, we can't blame it on you then. It's our mission on the show to clear up that problem with the perception. And again, I just had it happen the other day. In the shop, I'm going over a fuel mileage makeover with somebody, and I said, you know, we go through all of the products that we believe in, and we check to see what's already on the truck. So I'm going through, and I'm checking things off, and I said, do you have True Balance on? And he said, yes. I said, really? And I went looking around, and I said, you have True Balance? And he said, yeah, they're right there. And he was pointing through the rim to the Balance Masters.
Yeah.
I said, no, those aren't True Balance. And he said, oh, you're right. So sometimes even people, you know, who already have a balancing product hear that balance, True Balance, and they think they've already got it. So we need to clarify. That's what we're going to start off with tonight. We run Balance Masters on all the trucks. I ran Centromatics for years, though. Both of those products are great. They both work. We switched to the Balance Masters for a couple reasons. I like the mercury as a solution, and they offer a wider range of balancing products, and I wanted to just stick with one company so we can put the mercury-filled engine balancer on that crankshaft damper. We put the wheel balancers in all positions, and we can do driveline balancers because Balance Masters makes all of those products. But I don't care how many balancers you have on your truck, your wheels could still be off-center, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And therefore, you're not getting
tonight.
Yeah, you don't get the maximum balancing that you could be getting through the various balancing products if you are off-center.
So the best way that I've been able to visualize this, and you guys, all you and Ron and everybody else, you do such a great job of describing this that the first time we talked to you about the product, I just went, wow, that makes so much sense. When you put a wheel up on the assembly, a stud piloted wheel, a hub piloted wheel, when you put it up on the assembly, it drops just slightly. There's a little bit of play in those wheels, and sometimes the older the wheels are, the more play you get, but they drop just slightly, and then we run the lug nuts in and tighten it up. We're actually tightening it up off-center. Correct?
Absolutely, yep. The weight of the wheel rests on those top pilots. It leaves a little bit of a gap on those bottom pilots, and a gap the size of a business card can throw you off-center and cause you all kinds of problems, and nobody knows what it is, because who would think that that small of a gap would cause so many problems? So, yep, that's exactly right.
And, you know, when you explained that to me, and Ron worked with fleets and tires and rims for years and fought tire problems and could never figure out why, and everybody would say, well, it's balanced, and it's aligned, and there's nothing wrong with the tire. Well, then why are we still getting this funny wear? And everybody was blaming everybody else. The tire people would blame it on the alignment. Alignment people would blame it on the tires. And we would get everything right. We'd still have this funny wear pattern that would look like a balance problem.
Right.
But we should never have a balance problem when we have active dynamic wheel balancers on. You know, I and this was one of the other problems. I would fight with people and tell them they didn't balance my tire right. You know, maybe your machine was out of calibration, or maybe your mechanic was tired that day, but I've got a balance problem on my, and they'd pull the wheel off in the assembly and they'd go, no, it's balanced. And we'd put it back on and I'd get a balance related wear pattern again.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. We hear that all the time, you know, all the time we hear that same thing. It's perfectly balanced, it's up on the machine, you know, everything's perfectly checked out, and then they mount it and they are hopping all the way down the road. So we hear that a lot.
Speaking of hearing things, since we're working on my technology, is everybody hearing that goofy little sound once in a while?
That little whoop?
Yeah, like that. Okay. I thought so. All right. I'll try to fix that while we're talking. I know what it is, but I didn't know if everybody else was hearing it or not. So I will work on that.
You didn't know I could do sound effects, huh?
I know. There's actually a funny story behind that, and I'll tell it while I'm thinking about it. We are converting Truck City Service. We're in the offices setting up systems, and we're converting everybody over to Max computers because that's what we
use. I don't think this story is funny.
Oh, no, you have to tell it. Oh, no.
This story is very funny. So we're converting everybody over to Max, and nobody in the office has ever worked on Max before. So part of what I've been doing, and I hadn't really planned on this, so it was one more thing we had to do, but I got in there, and the computer systems they were making me crazy because I hate working on Windows. So finally I said, look, I've got a laptop I'm not using. We're going to get another Mac, and I'm going to start converting this office over to Mac so we can forget about the computers and actually get some work done, and I won't be struggling with the computers all the time because nobody could get anything done. So we put two Macs in the office, and I was showing everybody because we were always running back and forth up and down the stairs to talk to everybody. And on the Macs, we can do, like, instant video chat and text chat right away. And but when you text somebody on the Mac like this, it makes that little noise. I can turn it off, which is what I need to go do. But we leave it on so that when you're in the office and you hear that, you know you just got a text message. Well, Lisa does this all day long with everybody. I mean, she's got 10 people trying to talk to her all at the same time, so they'll just send her text messages like that on the computer, so that noise is always going off on her computer. Well, the other woman in the office kept hearing it, and she had no idea what it was, but she didn't say anything about it. And then I was teaching her how to use this messaging program, and she heard that noise, and she said, "Oh, my God, that's what that noise is?" And I said, "What noise?" And she said, "That little noise." And I said, "Yeah, why?" And she said, "I've been hearing that coming from Lisa's desk all week. I thought Lisa had a nervous habit. She's been making that noise."
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Poor Lisa. That means she's very, very overworked if she's thinking of some kind of a nervous habit. I know.
She's sitting in the corner making funny noises all day long.
Right?
Yeah. All right, so enough funny stories and technology. Let's talk about how this product works, because we've kind of got the idea now that the wheel is being mounted slightly off-center, and it's kind of like trying to balance an egg. I mean, the balancers are just going to work way too hard, and many times they just won't be able to overcome this problem, and that's why we continue to see the wear. So what happens now? We've got this wheel that keeps getting mounted off-center. How do we fix it?
Well, what you do, we have three different applications of the products. We have centering pins. That is basically a tool that you use when you mount the wheels, and then it's removed. And then we have centering sleeves, which do the same thing. They center up the wheels, but they actually stay on the truck and trailer. So you're constantly centered, and regardless of how many miles or the bad roads that you hit, you never can fall out of center because you have that sleeve keeping you there in place.
Okay, so there's solution. I know this, so I'll help everybody else walk through it.
Oh, we're going to have a quiz, yeah.
Yeah. A, B, and C. There's three groups that we'll talk about, and you mentioned the tool, which is something that we can use over and over and over. It doesn't stay on the truck, which the advantage, you know, in my mind, the way I see it, is if I've got a lot of trucks, and I really don't have the budget to put something permanently on each truck, I might buy this tool so that I can use it over and over and over to get my wheel centered. But the downside to it is that wheel could possibly move again over time, right?
Absolutely. It could move again over time. If you run into tire issues out on the road, you're not going to be able to, you know, fix it till you get back to your home base. So some people love the centering pins, and even if they just have the one truck, they just keep their pin set with them. But a lot of fleets do use the pin set because they have so many trucks. However, we've had a large fleet come in and purchase 1,000 sets of Solution B for the steer tires because the pins worked so well, they didn't want to have to mess with it anymore. So that's then the advantage of the sleeves. I guess you'd say advantage of the sleeves over the pin set, but they all center up the wheels. So that's the main thing, is you're centered.
Yes. Now, the sleeve, what it does is if we imagine, let's talk about the steer axle first because it's a little different.
Yep.
When we go to mount the front wheel assembly and we've got that little bit of play in the pilots, the hub pilots, we take three of these sleeves in a triangle position, correct?
Correct. That's actually true with all of the solutions. It's three pieces on each wheel, and it's at the 12 o'clock, the 4 o'clock, and the 8 o'clock position. It forms that triangular pattern, so upon rotation, that center is always maintained. So it's always in that triangular pattern. So that is true. The difference with solution B, which is for the steer axles only, is with the universal brake drum, the hole for that brake drum many, many times is much larger than the actual wheel stud. So you get a lot of slop and movement in that brake drum. So we've kind of combined, two products almost. Solution B will center up that universal brake drum as well as center up the wheel. So that's the advantage of solution B.
So the way that sleeve goes in, it's centering both the brake drum assembly and the wheel assembly on the axle so that everything is centered, hence the name True Center. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, you know, it's so funny because I have people call me all the time, and they're like, Kevin calls it True Center, and I'm just like, oh. But yes, I know, True Center, but you're absolutely right. Yep.
I'm sure I make you guys crazy with that.
No, we love you. You know that. I just always laugh.
I know. So now, you know, you can picture that in your mind. Now the sleeve is going through. It's taking up all that slack that's going to be there. And that allows this wheel to drop down a little bit, brings it nice and centered. So now if we have this assembly centered, so it's spinning round the way it should instead of oblong the way it will, and then we put on an active balancer, like a balance master. Now, we know that we will be centered and balanced, and there's no way other than a faulty tire, which really doesn't happen as often as people think it does. The only way we're going to get an out-of-balance wear pattern now would actually be a bad tire.
Yes. Absolutely. Basically, in simplest terms, we bypass the hub pilots and we center back to the wheel studs, which is the true center of the wheel. So you can't really get more, you know, it's as good as it gets right there when you're back at the wheel stud. So that's what we do, is we center back to that wheel stud. And then when you combine your balancers, your active balancers on it, it just gets better. So absolutely.
So now that's... We have solution A, which is the tool, the centering pins. We center everything up. We lock the wheel down. We take the pins out so we can do truck after truck. Then we have B, which is our centering sleeves for the steer axle, does the wheel assembly and the brake drum assembly. So now what's solution C?
Solution C is another sleeve set. The advantage of solution C is it can be used on both steer and drive axles. If you don't have an issue with your brake drum, if you don't have a universal brake drum, we run into that once in a while, solution C can still be used on the steer axle and then as well as your drive axles. So it'll center everything up. And, of course, because you're dealing with, you know, steer tire versus your dual tires in the back, you're going to have – we have different product numbers under A, B, and C to fit all of the different wheel and brake drum configurations or wheel configurations. So there's different product numbers, but solution C can be used all the way around the truck and trailer – stays on, put it on, forget about it, go down the road.
Got it. All right. Now, I see we've got some questions, and I can also hear that Lisa's still making that funny noise that she does all the time.
She is. She got a nervous habit.
It's kind of rude that she does it while I'm on the air, though.
I know, right?
Yeah. All right. So what do you say we take some calls?
Let's go.
All right, let's go to our Fair Tax Ambassador. Hugh, welcome to the program.
Let's get it done, Kevin. Fair Tax Now.
Let's get it done. Hey, are you hearing an echo?
No, I'm not. But
Angela and Lisa, if you're paying attention, is Hugh's volume? Can you hear him okay?
I can hear him fine and no echo.
I can hear him. And I am paying attention.
I know. Why does he keep saying that?
I know.
I have to keep an eye on her.
Yeah. Well, you included me in that, and I'm the guest. I hope I'm paying attention.
At first, I thought it was Lisa making funny noise, but then I heard it once while Lisa was talking. And then I figured, it must be Angela making funny noise.
No.
And then I heard it once while she was talking. So
it must be Kevin making that noise.
Exactly.
But Kevin, don't turn it off. It really sounds cute, you know.
Don't you guys start blaming that on me.
Right? Yeah, the tables have turned.
Anyway, Kevin, I just turned off the freeway, so I don't know how long I'm going to keep this signal. Maybe I'll be good up here in Wisconsin, but on your remote broadcast, first of all, let's cover that. When the show started tonight, I dialed in about 5 minutes early, and everything sounded just like it always did. When your recorded intro started, there was a lot of distortion.
Yeah, that's true. I heard that too, actually.
Now, when you had some background music and sound effects going behind the your and Lisa's intro, when it dropped off, when there was no more background music or noise, the distortion reduced a lot.
Okay.
But then once you get into the actual live show, Lisa, clear as a bell. Angela, clear as a bell. You're still distorted. And your volume level is lower than Lisa and Angela, and there's a little bit of distortion. Are you all using separate mics?
Yeah, and actually the funny thing is they're both obviously just on phones, and I'm on this, you know, super expensive headset, so I'm the one that should sound good.
they sound like they're in the studio and you're on the phone, and you're a little bit, it does sound like you're on the phone with a little distortion.
I personally think that Angela,
way. Since
we sound better, we should take over the show and let Kevin be the guest.
Absolutely. Let's quiz him.
Now, that's the first thing. That's the first thing you've said tonight I agree with.
Anyway.
Kevin wants to drink his coffee.
I would give you that input there.
Has it gotten any better now? Do I sound any better now?
Not a bit.
No?
You're still, or you still sound like you're talking on a bad phone.
Is the volume any better?
Yeah, you're louder.
It just came up a little bit.
So I'm louder, but I'm not any better.
You just got louder, but you're not any clearer.
Hugh, you realize that you're adding to his technical anxiety, right?
Oh, that's what I live for.
Now I'm going to be very self-conscious for the entire show.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah. This is Rutherford self-conscious.
You might want to ask subsequent callers about that, but I know from on my end, the only distortion that's still in the signal is when you speak. I'm sorry. I'm setting up to tell you that, but I figure you ought to know.
So here's the question, and I think I can answer this question because obviously everybody is responding to me appropriately, so I may be somewhat distorted, mm-hmm. but everybody can understand me.
I can understand you, sure can, but you're mm-hmm. you're definitely distorted.
All right, so the big test tonight will be when we go to the live show, because I'm guessing my mic is actually overpowering the log talk system we've got here on the phone.
You don't have a meter to gauge that?
I do, but you'd have to know what you were doing to figure out, you know,
I got you.
All of that. So, but I think that I'll be very clear on the satellite signal tonight. We'll have to wait and see.
I sure hope so.
Me too. All right. Do you have a question?
Yes, the true centering brought out.
Oh, no! Hugh!
I'm sorry.
No!
My bad. It took me a while. Because they're called true balance, and Kevin was talking about how they center, I could not figure out what that meant to center the wheel. I didn't center it on what plane, horizontal, vertical, or I couldn't wrap my arms around it. When he finally made me understand what it does, it made a lot of sense. But what I'm still not sure about, and I have no problem with, you know, on your dual drives,
mm-hmm.
that you have centering the outside wheel. I see how that works. How do you center that inside?
Well, with solution C, the size of the I guess you'd say shoulder on solution C goes all the way into the inner wheel. Do you see what I mean? It's like what you do is you would you'd put
there was a wedge or a conical shape to it to where it wouldn't make it all the way to the inside wheel.
No.
Okay. Well, that explains
yep.
it.
See?
So we can make it more clear.
And okay. I want to point out something, Kevin. So listen, because you just made an excellent point, and it's a defense to the name True Balance. He said, when I first heard centering, I had no idea what you were talking about, center to what. So, see, if we would have called it True Center from the beginning, nobody would have even had any clue about it, whereas at least with True Balance, they had some sort of, and it's True Balance wheel centering products, which is kind of a contradiction, but that's what it is.
You ought to be on the radio all the time.
That's what I think. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you're very entertaining.
Hey, I had to go get coffee. I just got back. Did I miss anything?
You missed a lot. He thinks I should take over the show.
Okay.
Wow, Kevin, that is not what I said.
Yeah, I thought what he said. I'm just teasing.
I was thinking that, but that is not what I said.
Well, let me tell you something, Kevin. You need to go back. If you missed that, you need to go back and listen, because Hugh made a perfect defense.
Oh, he
for
didn't
the name.
Miss it.
Oh, are you? Oh, he was there the whole time. Mm-hmm.
No, I did hear
Kevin,
some of it, but I did get up to get coffee because I'm feeling a little muddled tonight. I we got up early, we drove all day, we fought with technology in the hotel. We won't even start on the hotel stories because we don't have enough time to tell them all.
I know. They were horrible.
So we won't even go there. Hugh, do you have any other questions?
Well, if you have just another minute, I was wondering, Angela, do you actually have some data, some lab or real-world experience that says that you actually save tire life, or that drivers are noticeably less fatigued, or can actually notice less vibration from before they use the True Balance to after they put them on?
Actually, we don't have any. I have always wanted to do that, but I was told that it's kind of tricky because there's so many things that depend on, like say that we were going to put it on, you know, 10 trucks in a fleet. Depending on how they drive and the speed, there's so many variables that it would be difficult to get an accurate reading. What we do have, though, is we have testimonial after testimonial of people talking about it. That's on our website. You can go and read those. There's a large fleet that was being interviewed in a magazine, and they were asking them what they do to cut down their costs. And unbeknownst to us, they said, "Oh, we use, you know, the True Balance products. They've, you know, saved us, you know, tons of money and whatnot in, you know, tire replacement, getting longer tire life." But we have people, you know, that call up, and one gentleman called up and was very skeptical, put him on, did his normal route and that he always does, and came back and called us and said that he had gauged it and he had saved, I don't remember the exact amount, but I want to say something like 10 to 20 gallons of fuel, and I might be wrong on that, but and he was very surprised because he saw the noticeable savings in fuel plus then the ride. So, but there's a bunch of testimonials up on the website from fleets to owner operators to everything. So, in that
all right,
sense, yes.
I'm going to jump in here, and then Angela, I've got a question for you because one of the first things a lot of people want to know, and we don't always get to, but we like to make sure everybody knows it here, is cost. And I know there are a couple of different possibilities, but if you could, in just a minute, give us some idea of cost. Hugh, you know, here's one of the things that's great about centering versus balancing when we're talking about the two different things. Balancing, we can't really see a wheel that's out of balance. I mean, we have to trust somebody that they put it on a machine, it was out of balance, and they fixed it, or it was out of balance, and we put an active balancer on it. We can't really see that. Centering, we can actually see. You know, Angela mentioned the business card. Take your hub-piloted wheel, and you can just about guarantee that two of those hub pilots, you won't be able to get a business card in there because the rim was resting on those. And the third one, you'll be able to slide the business card right in between, and you can visualize then that that wheel's sitting slightly off center. Then when you put the product on, it's nice and centered the way it's supposed to be.
Absolutely. Yep.
Hugh, also I want to say that next Monday when you're at the CMC, they will be a vendor at the CMC, and they do have live demonstrations.
Yep.
Of the product, correct, Angela?
Absolutely. All the products, A, B, and C, and Ron's going to be there. He is our product specialist. And again, like Kevin mentioned earlier, he ran a large fleet for a long time and has seen every kind of problem you can imagine. So he will be giving live demonstrations and show all the products and exactly how they work. And sometimes, normally it's, like you said, Hugh, it's like center what? But when you see it and you see it on the demo stand, when we have an actual, you know, hub and everything, it makes absolute sense. So
yeah, it makes sense to me now.
Well,
I just didn't know what was being centered before, but
right.
I absolutely
mm-hmm.
do now.
Yep.
Okay, so Kevin, were you going to say something about the cost of the product, or were you speaking generalities?
No, I think Angela's going to give us some idea of cost.
Sure, okay. Absolutely. Depending on, well, let's just say that you're going to put sleeves on your truck. You can do the solution B on your front axle, which is going to center up brake drum and the wheel. They start around $135 per axle. They're sold in sets of six, again, three on each wheel. They start about $135 per axle up to $150. It's going to depend on the configuration and the different brake drums and whatnot. And then your drive axles, you're going to put solution C on. Those start anywhere from $83 per axle and go up to $95. So normally you can center your entire truck for anywhere from like, you know, $330 up to $375. We have a kit that you can also purchase, which has an install pin. When you were asking about the drive tires, what you'd want to do there is, if you can imagine, you take that install pin, which is similar to a centering pin but a little bit different dimensions. You pop that in at the 12 o'clock position, and now all of your weight is off that hub pilot. So now you slide in at the 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock position. You slide in your solution Cs, which are the right length for your wheel configuration, and then pop that pin out, put the other one in, and then so this, you can see how that works. So, but the kit comes with the install pin and a wire brush to clean all the studs good, and then you know, the solution B or all solution C if you don't have a universal brake drum. So, but yeah, basically for, you know, I'll just say an average, you know, $350, which is you know, I guess about the price of a tire. You can center up all your wheels on your truck and save lots
Perfect.
And lots of wear and fuel once you do so.
Outstanding. Hugh, thanks. And you don't have to bother responding because I've closed your mics. So we wouldn't be able to hear you anyway. Let's go to Virginia Lane. Welcome to the program.
Hey, everybody. How's it going tonight?
Good.
Hi.
Hey, I am very disappointed, Kevin, that you've never answered this question I'm about to ask.
Okay, what's that?
As much as you promote wide singles, I'm running, you know, I've got the singles on truck and trailer. Do you guys offer a solution B for the singles?
Well, solution B, you run super singles
on the drives and the trailer, yeah.
Yeah, solution B is only for the steer axles. However, we are actually prototyping a product right now for the drive axles that is going to be very similar to solution B. It's going to be
Hello?
Welcome.
Hello?
Hey Lisa.
Can you
hey? Lisa's going to blame this on me. I know she is, but she's pressing the wrong buttons over there.
Am I still on?
You're still on.
Okay.
And you're still on, Wayne. Let me try to get a handle back with him. I got to take her out of there and put her back on here. Angela, are you back with us?
Oh, my gosh. I've been talking the entire time.
You were. And I know I can hear it coming. Lisa's going to blame it on me, but she was pressing the wrong buttons.
And it was so good what I said.
Yeah, I was so
irritated. We heard you all the way up to the point where you told us you were prototyping a solution for wide singles, but we didn't hear what it was.
Actually, what we're doing is, because he was asking if there was solution B for super singles or for
right,
your singles,
right.
And the solution B is only for steer axles at this time, steer tires at this time. But we're prototyping a product now that is for the drive tires, super singles, whatever configuration, that doesn't matter. But we're prototyping something right now that's going to act like a solution B and center up, in this case it would be duals. The one piece would center up the rear brake drum and inner wheel, and then solution C would center up the outer wheel, and I believe we have something for the super singles too. Right now what you can do is you can we have brake drum spacers if you are having problems with your rear brake drums.
Right.
And that's been a huge thing that, you know, all of our products have been developed because we get so many, you know, calls from you guys that are saying, hey, do you have this? Do you have this? So we developed rear brake drum spacers. So right now we do have a solution C for super singles, and then you could use that with our rear brake drum spacers and basically achieve the same thing as a solution B, but you just have to do it in two pieces right now.
All right. One more question, if I can.
Yep.
The drive shaft balancers. How many would I have to have, and would I have to put them on, like one on each shaft section, or how does that work?
One on each shaft section, and it can go forward or back, doesn't matter, and it goes just a couple inches from the yoke, from the very end, but we put one on each shaft.
Okay, all right. That's what I'm wanting to get this thing all balanced up and get it good to go here. So that answered everything I had tonight.
Great.
Well, that'll do it. And the way that you install those, you do have to drop the drive shaft, but you don't have to take the yoke off or the U-joints. We can drop the drive shaft, and it actually stretches over the U-joints, the rubber balancer rings. We can stretch them over the U-joint and the yoke, and then it stays nice and tight on the drive shaft. We just put a clamp around it. Let's see. We are off to Macedonia this time. Kenny, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin? How you been?
Doing good. I know. What, are you on 480?
No, I'm off of Route 8 right now.
Got it. All right, I know right where you are.
Yeah, that's where our yard's at over here. I got a couple questions for the most part, but everything I've heard of this what do you call it, a True Center system.
Oh my gosh, you guys are just beating me up. Kevin, look what you've started.
I mean, I thought about it, too. I thought about the word, you got the key word balance in there. Well, what do you got to do to get a balance? I've been calling this thing an equilibrium tire balancer. That's what it sounds more like.
Nobody knew what centering was. That, I mean, a lot of people still don't, so they were going to think it was something else. So you're giving me a hard time, Kenny.
Now, that noise. That sounds like somebody like going meow.
Right?
Yeah, it's actually pretty comical. Actually, I've heard it on a Comedy Center before. You know, she does sound effects and everything. You know, like I don't know what you are talking about. Yes, I can do it. I like to balance. There's no true center.
Oh, man, Kevin, I'm so
going
to get you.
What is going on?
I know, right? All they're doing is talking about it should be called True Center instead of True Balance, and oh, my gosh.
I don't know who started all that stuff.
You started it.
You got to look at the key word, there. That's a big thing right there. True Balance, Center. Yeah, like you said, you're going to. You could take that card and put it in between there. That's the center.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. But I was wondering, would these affect if you had bad shocks? Because I've gone through situations where if you have bad shocks, you can lose your true balance or your equilibrium tire balance or your true center.
Oh, guys.
But you can start to wear a tire real fast with bad shocks, and I've noticed that.
Right. Now, I'm going to say that if your shocks are bad, I think the best thing to do would be to replace the shocks. I don't think that putting the True Balance wheel centering products on is necessarily going to... it might help it.
Will do, Angela. I'm going to jump in because I have to. We're out of time. We just blew through an hour tonight, and I want you to give out the phone number here and the website where everybody can get a hold of you. One of the things that the product will do, if we've got that out of round condition going on all day long, that will wear out our shock quickly. Because it's that constant up and down motion that will just trash a shock. So by putting it on and keeping that wheel balanced and centered, our shocks will last longer. But once the shock is trashed, we have to replace the shock. But you've got a minute and a half to wrap this up. Give us phone numbers and websites.
Phone numbers and websites. Our website is www.tru-bal.com, and our toll-free number is 1-866-686-9285.
Give the phone number one more time.
866-686-9285.
So if they have any questions at all, they can call that number.
They can call that number. And if they call up in the next week and want to purchase the product and say, Angela, we think it should be called True Balance instead of True Center, regardless of what Kevin says, we will give them free shipping. So,
now that's a deal.
There
you
go. Hey, a buck saved.
That's right. Outstanding. Hey, I want to thank you for coming on, and we're going to do this again soon because we just blew through the hour tonight because I was goofing around and playing with technology, but I think we got the idea across. We're going to have you back on again soon. Are you guys going to be at the Dallas Truck Show with us?
Now, Kevin, of course we are. You know that. Lisa, really? Yes, we are. We are with you in the Dallas Truck Show. We're actually going to be in Walcott at the I-80 show that starts tomorrow and runs, I guess, Thursday and Friday. And then we're popping over to Kansas City to come see you guys and do the CMC, and then we'll be in Dallas with you. We're always with you, Kevin, always by your side.
Fantastic. We love that, too. So we are all out of time, so we're going to have to wrap this up, and we will talk to you again soon. Thanks for coming on and joining us.
Thanks for having me. Always a great time and pleasure.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me. And the live show is coming up in 30 minutes on SiriusXM. Join us for that as well. Remember, be safe, be profitable, be responsible, and master the journey. Good night, everyone. Kevin Rutherford.